Hey everybody, I want to welcome you to the April edition of the Graves Golf Plane Talk. And I want to welcome you guys to the Single Plane Golf Swing, Single Plane Academy. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. And it's Thursday. I think it's April 11th. I can look at my guys. I'm never quite sure the date. But the most important thing is the first day of the Masters. Okay, we know that. Probably a lot of you guys have got Masters on one side, this and another. Or maybe you're just going to record the Masters, recording this, or watch this in replay. Whatever, I completely understand. But let's celebrate today because Single Plane's leading the Masters. Bryce went out and shot 7-under today. Windy day. I heard it was blowing 20, 25, 30 at the Masters. He played in the wind. I know that. I guess Tiger is playing a little bit later in the afternoon and isn't quite getting all that wind. But 7-under is pretty solid. Scottie Scheffler was in second place at 6-under, I think is what it is. But, it's interesting because I can't tell you the number of times. I can tell you. It's in the millions of times that we would, 5, 10 years ago, we get the question, how come we never see this on tour? How come we never see this on tour? Single Plane's never on tour. If it was that good to be on tour. Well, guess what? Single Plane's leading the Masters right now. So why don't you email all your friends out there? Why don't you email all your Facebook buddies, email all your guys out there in Twitter, Facebook, all your email buddies and say, here we go. All those guys that bashed you because Single Plane couldn't win anything. And now they've actually, it's won the U.S. Open and it's leading the Masters. There you go. Okay. So because here's the other interesting thing. If Bryce is leading after tomorrow, our website is going to blow up with information about Mo Norman and Single Plane. It's going to go off the deep end. It always does. So, all right. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to talk this little special deal we put on called the Ripple Effect. It's really 3 or 4 different meanings of the Ripple Effect, and I'll get into that here in a couple minutes. Like always, I'll get cranking on that. But real exciting. And honestly, this is going to be kind of the Ripple Effect part one. I will be honest with you, probably the next 2 or 3 webinars, we're going to be doing Ripple Effect Part 2, Part 3, Part 4. Okay, so you guys will see a continuation of this. In fact, I think Todd's probably doing the next one. It'll be the Ripple Effect Part 2. Okay, but we'll talk about that here in a second. Guys, here's the deal. We're going to go through this tonight. We've set up new memberships. We now have Level 1, Level 2, Level 3, Level 4, Level 5. There's no reason not to be a member of Graves Golf. You just saw 10 different things. Not even a tip of the iceberg, what we offer you guys for members only. It's the tip of the iceberg, okay? If you're interested in becoming a member, go to graysgolf.com/membership. Or you can just go to graysgolf.com, go across, look across, scan to across the top of the bar where it says membership, click on it. It'll pull up all kinds of different levels, what's offered in each level, okay? So even a basic level one can get into our shootout. Even a basic level one to get specials on clubs. Even a basic level two will get you discounts on golf balls, discounts on clubs, okay? Then we start getting level three, level four. We get some intense coaching and so on, okay? But guys, go read it. I don't need to talk to you guys about it. I've hyped it up enough. Go read about it. See what works for you. See if there's anything that works for you, okay? I will tell you right now that we have right now a lot of interest in there. It's golf season, okay? You guys are contacting my coaches. I love it, okay? I love it. You guys are trying to figure out what to do. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. How can you take your game and take it to places you've only dreamed? How can you take your game and cut your handicap in half? How can you take your game and shoot your age? How can you take your game and beat your buddies? Whatever it is, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, okay? I just literally, yesterday afternoon late, flew back from an alumni camp out in Phoenix. If you look on Facebook, on the Greatest Golf Facebook page, you'll see a bunch of pictures I posted in the camp. We had a blast out there. We went over everything in the short game, everything in the long game. We went over 4D systems. We got them on video numerous times. They're still out there working now. Okay. We got them on the course yesterday morning. It was a blast. We had 18 students. 18 students, 16 were elite members, 2 of them are VIP members. Okay. Guys, this is what we're dealing with now. It is literally the creme de la creme out there now. And they are students that are getting so much better, cutting their handicaps in half, getting significantly better. When we see it, we can watch them and we see it. Do we harp on them when we go in the school? Sure we do. Do we keep giving them stuff to work on? Sure we do. Do we bust them a little bit and really bust their chops a little bit in school? Sure we do. Man, we're trainers too. That's what we're trying to do for them. We're trying to really help them get better. But the beauty of working with elite members and VIP members and even level 3 members, okay? That's level 3, 4, and 5. The beauty of working them is that I can look at one of those guys or gals. We had ladies and guys in the school. Okay. I can look at them and say, hey, we need to go work on this. Boom. And this is how you're going to work on it. Now, in a week, send me a video. Let's see what we got done. In 2 weeks, send me a video. Let's see what we've got done. In a month, send me a video. Let's see what we got done. It's massive. And they're sending in videos. It's the simplest thing in the world. They're taking their cell phone, taking a video of whatever we need to take a video of. They're sending it in. My master instructors, I've got 6 of them out there working on this right now. They review it. They look at it. They say, hey, yeah, this looks much better. Or keep doing this. Or here's a drill you need to do. Or let's go work on that. Or they'll send it back. They literally will sit there and say, okay, let's look at the right versus the left. Let's look at the before versus the after. And literally they're saying, okay, now let's do a little bit more of this, a little bit more of this. And it's guaranteed improvement. That's the biggest thing. It is the only physical way, short of coming to see us in person, that we can guarantee improvement. Because we are training you personally. We are working with you hands-on personally. There's no doubt about it. I'll have my coaches email you when you're not even sending in videos. If you're in a level 4, which is the elite membership, you don't send in a video for 3-4 weeks, they're going to email you and say, what's going on? You doing okay? You know, I want to make sure everything's okay out there. That's what we do with this, okay? And we see it. And I'm loving seeing this now because I'm going to our alumni camps. And these guys have been elite members for 6 months, 7 months, a year, some even over a year. We just started this, you know, about a year and a half ago, this level 4 type membership and the VIP and the level 5. And we're seeing dramatic improvement. In fact, I had 3 students in this last camp, in Phoenix, that I grabbed them and I sat them down and I went, I'm impressed. I mean, I'm impressed. And yes, it's hard to impress me. A lot of you guys out there right now are like, I'm shocking. It's hard to impress me. And I was like, I'm impressed. And one of them had his wife there. And she goes, he's addicted to this. I said, well, that's golf. It's golf. Golf's addictive. And she's like, he's got me playing now. That's why I'm out here in this camp. That's why we're having so much fun. And it was really kind of an interesting dialogue I had. I was trying to talk to her about keeping it fun. And she just wanted to go and play the ladies group on Tuesday and Thursday and have a good time with them and make sure that she wasn't embarrassing herself. And it was great. That's exactly what she wanted to do. I said, that's what you need to do. Have fun with it. Make it social. That's what she wanted to do. But he wanted to go all at it. He's 3-4 hours a day all at it. I'm telling you, significant improvement. Significant. In fact, it's not even the same person. I saw him about 7 months ago, and I saw him now, and it's not even the same person. It is crazy how much better it's looking. In fact, I promise you, in the next couple webinars, I'll get some before and after of him. There was a couple. There was actually a few at this school that were like that. I mean, dramatic improvement. That's exciting for us. I mean, when I'm sitting there at dinner with my staff, and I've got Nick, and I've got Trent, and I've got James, and I've got Ralph, and I got Todd, and we're sitting there at dinner, and we're all sitting around a round table, and we're talking about, man, did you see so-and-so? Man, that was incredible. Or did you see so-and-so? Yeah. Or we're sitting there saying, what do you think we can do to help so-and-so? What else do we can do here? And that's what our conversation is about. Guys, we're into this. We're into both feet, and we're into it deep. That's what we do. We're not out here. This isn't a 9-to-5 to us. This is not. This is a 20, 21, 22-hour-day job for us. This is what we do. And we're constantly trying to improve this. And I'll show you a couple of these things tonight, things that we can actually do a little bit more training at home to really help you guys, okay? Before I go on, I want to show you one here. I want to show you what really happens here. I'm going to show you a little bit of a before and after. We're going to pop this up here, okay? And I think it's quiet, but I can talk over it. My mic's still on, right? So as you see, this is one of our students. And as you see, and we're going to show this is the before on the left, okay? And you'll see, that's his position 0. That's his setup, which really isn't too bad, okay? Goes to position 1, not bad. He's moving his hips. Goes to position 2 on top. Now, watch when he gets to position 3. That's definitely over the top. So if you notice, that shaft's pointing towards left field. He's coming across it. In any normal person, any normal golf swing you'd see like that, that's the over-the-top slice. It's going to cause a pull. It's going to cause a top. It's going to cause not much divot. If you look at the after, same person, but different range, same person, okay? So he's sitting up. There's goes back. Now watch his swing here. Okay, now let's watch it. Okay, so here's position 0. Pretty similar, a little bit more straight legs. You can see the lead arm above the trail a little bit better. Okay, now we'll go to position 1. There's position 1. Much better flexed trail arm. Okay, goes to position 2. Love it. Look at the club face is dead on plane. Love it. Position 3. Look at this position 3. Then position 4. That is fascinating how much better position 3 to position 4 there is in a solid position, solid finish. Now you noticed on that before and after there. And guys, that was just in a couple of videos working with our coach. The reason we have that is because those videos were sent in to one of my coaches. He said he got the before, he worked with that gentleman a few times, and then we got him going to that after. Are we still working with him? Absolutely. Can he get more on plane? Absolutely. Can he get, but you notice there, that position 3 was dramatically different in those. You had one that was completely over the top. You had one that was pretty lined up and very close to on plane. In fact, I'd say that's close to 90% on plane, okay? But here's the interesting part. Guys, it's not all we do. Because remember, part of our assessments is physical. Part of our assessments is, can you hit the positions in the swing that we give you by the physical positions? So we ask you guys, if you can, send in videos of you guys doing exercises. And we gave you guys some assessments. Another premier member, we'll show you this. Here's the before. And he's doing the squat test, okay? So he sets up, arms above the head, and he should be able to try to get his butt sitting on the floor, okay? And you notice, he's kind of out of balance, he's losing position, and that's about all he's got. That's good. You don't want him to hurt, and that's all he's got. Now, this is the after. Guys, you see, dramatically different, okay? And what's that prevent? And we'll start getting into this, we'll get more of the ripple effect. Guys, when you can't squat to the floor, so you're sitting here and you can't do this or get close to doing that, you're going to have early extension. You're going to come in and you're going to have early extension because you're too tight in the glutes. You're too tight in the hips. So you will early extend up and out of the shot, okay? We will see that early extension considerably, okay? So that type of stretching exercise is dramatic. That's huge, okay? So little things like that, just doing exercises like that, through the program with our coaches and a trainer will dramatically, and I mean dramatically, improve your golf game, okay? So that's what this is. Let's get into it. Let's get in the topic tonight, okay? Let's talk about the ripple effect, okay? And it's really, first of all, what is the ripple effect? Well, if you want to look at the big picture, here's the ripple effect. So you throw a stone in the water. It hits the water. Boom. Makes a ripple. And it's a pretty big ripple at the beginning. Well, that ripple right there is Mo Norman, the big MN, okay? Mo Norman. And then this starts rippling out. So we start getting ripple, and we get ripple. It starts rippling out from there, okay? There's your ripple effect. Well, this first level is obviously Todd and myself. Mo Norman working with us individually, trying to help us get our swings and trying to get us to understand the single plane swing. So there's the first ripple. Well, where does it go from there? Second ripple is our master instructors. Okay, there's our second ripple. Our second ripple is us training our master's instructors. And you noticed, as we get these ripples going, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, okay, until eventually it's getting you somewhere, these ripples, okay? Because, guys, you're not learning from Mo. And chances are, most of you guys aren't learning from me or Todd. Yes, you're studying our material. You're working on our information. It's all the stuff that we've created. It's all the stuff we have trained. Nothing in here did not go through me and Todd first or continues to go through me and Todd. But let's be honest with you. Your connection is probably with our master instructor or one of our certified instructors out in the field. That's probably your connection. And that's the ripple effect as it goes on. And the interesting part of this is where do you fit into this picture? Okay? Because as we look at this, you can sit way out here, way out there. Okay? You can sit out there. That's fine. But this to me is the guessing game. This to me is maybe you'll come inside, maybe you'll go back out. Maybe you'll come in, maybe you'll go back out. You want to know the guys that are getting better are the guys who live right here. These are the guys getting significantly better right there. These are the guys that know what they're doing. These are the guys that know where to get help. These are the guys that know where to find the help. These are the guys that are going to go one day without getting better. The ones that live inside here. Okay? So that's the first ripple effect. Now, let's talk about the second ripple effect here. Okay? So the second ripple effect is this. You got to look at your golf swing or your short game or whatever you want to talk about part of the game. And you just saw it right there as a perfect example. There's things and positions we have to be able to hit in the golf swing or certain fundamentals that we need to have in the golf swing to create a sound, efficient swing of ease. If we don't have those core fundamentals, or we can't hit those core fundamentals, or we can't hit those core fundamental positions, it basically creates a ripple effect. It's a ripple effect of something you don't want. So when you talk about this, it's a ripple effect like a wave. Because let's say you go along here, and all of a sudden, the first thing you got to work on is your grip. So we put a grip here. And let's say it's pretty stinking good. So that grip is doing really good, okay? And all of a sudden, now we get to your setup. Okay, so now we start working on your setup. But we get that setup, You have difficulty getting your shoulders square. You have difficulty getting a good posture. You have difficulty getting, you know, in good balance position. So all of a sudden, we're not doing so well. So we're up into this area. We're not doing so well, okay? And now what ends up happening is this ripple starts to form, okay? And it starts doing this. So instead of having this deal where you're going like that, and actually your game starts getting better, and your score stops dropping, you start getting, you're fighting your setup. Maybe I'm figuring out a little bit. You're fighting your setup again. And then all of a sudden, it turns into, well, now I can't get my club on plane. I'm fighting my setup, which doesn't let my club come get along the trail shoulder, which doesn't allow me to hit position three, which now, here we go. So now I can't hit position three because I can't get in the proper setup. Well, if I can't hit position three, I can't create speed on the club. You guys follow me here. And here goes the ripple. And here's the interesting part. How do you get rid of this? Which is exactly what you don't want, is you eliminate this. You get a good setup. And now we go here, which eliminates this or makes this a lot lower. It makes this a lot lower. You can call it the ripple effect. Todd likes to call it the domino effect. You guys want to study this intense? Get our domino effect DVD, one of the most popular ones we have. Get on our on-demand app, pull up domino effect. You're going to hear all about this. In fact, he goes through every single step of the golf swing, okay, about the domino effect, exactly how one thing affects another. It's like a domino. As one affects another, affects another, affects another, affects another. It's exactly what this is. It's called the ripple effect. So how do you solve this? Well, the way you solve this is you work on the core fundamentals. The way you solve this is you build your core fundamentals. You build position zero. You build position one. You build it to a point, like Mo Normand even said, I don't know how to hit it bad. And what did he mean by that? He would say that because he was so strong here, he never had those big ripples, okay? He never had that. Okay, so I'm going to bring up some examples tonight. And I'll explain to you because, yeah, we saw that in theory, okay? So we saw the ripple effect in theory, but I'm going to bring up some examples tonight. And I'm going to show you how it ripples forward and causes so many problems in your golf swing, okay? Now, before I go on, we're going to put a bottom third up here real quick, okay? I think we have this. Okay, guys, we're going to make this the simplest thing you have ever seen in your life. You need help? You want to potentially become a member? You want to know where to go next? You want to figure out your next step? GravesGolf.com/get help. GET-HELP. Simple. Go to GravesGolf.com/get help. Pull it up. There's a few questions to answer. We'll be able to direct you exactly where you need to go. Okay? It directs you exactly where you need to go. Here's the deal. I was talking to James Bell, master instructor out there running alumni camp right now. You guys know James, a phenomenal school director. If you can't have fun with James, you can't have fun, okay? There's just no way. And he's out there right now having a blast with our alumni. In fact, they're probably watching this tonight, having a blast together, okay? He called me the other night. We're talking the other night. We're talking a little bit. And he's like, it's really sad. I go, why? And he goes, because Timmy goes, how many emails do you think me and you go over a day? And I was like 400 or 500. And I go, at least, okay? And he goes, how many of those are coming from people who we get to follow, that we get to monitor, that we get to check, that we get to take the next step and next step? And I go, 10, 15%, maybe 20%. And he goes, exactly. He goes, I get an email from somebody, I respond back to him, I'm talking to him, I give him a call on the phone, I'm doing whatever with them, I'm asking him to send in videos. They don't hear about it for another 3 months. And they call me up in like a panic again. And he goes, I can't put out fires. And that was what he was telling me. He goes, I can't put out fires. But he goes, I can keep the fires out. And what was he telling me? You guys get a grass fire going here. You get a forest fire going here. It's too late. We're just trying to put it out. We're just trying to save things. You know what that grass fire and the forest fire are? That's your back going out. That's your shoulder being destroyed. That's your hips being destroyed. That's your wrist being destroyed. That's your game going south. That's three putting every other green. By the time you get there, it's too late. That's you calling me up going, I got a tournament next week and I'm panicked. I got to go play with my buddies in the scramble in 2 weeks. I'm panicked. Guys, it's too late. When I can take you from the beginning and I can work you through that, that will never occur. You'll never see that grass fire. You'll never see that forest fire. You'll never see those massive waves. You'll never happen. Your game will always be in good shape. And that's the interesting part. And that's what James like. That's what's so disappointing. He goes, if these guys would just stay with us, if they just keep up with us, he goes, their game would always be in good shape. Always. It would never be bad. And that's the part. And you know why we were talking about this? Because he's a golfer. He knows how to keep our games in good shape. We just know how to do it, okay? And we want to give you guys that same thing. But here's a perfect example. I'll bring this up. One of the first things we teach and we preach to you guys is a good grip of the club. It's a good hold of the club, okay? So when I set up over a grip, I want to set up over a shot. My lead hand, when I put my lead hand on there, I want the V of this lead hand to be basically going to the middle of my shirt. So when I look down, the V goes basically where the middle of my shirt would be, okay? In a good setup position. The pressure points in the hand or in the thumb, or in the little finger and the finger right next to it of the lead hand, okay? So the pressure points of the grip are on the extremes of the grip. So it's on the small finger and the finger next to it, the pinky and the finger next to it of the lead hand, and the thumb and the forefinger of the trail hand, okay? So I'm gonna set up and I'm gonna get in a good grip. So right now, I'm in a solid position to be able to make impact with a golf ball and square up that face. So basically, the back of my hand is mimicking the leading edge or the face of this club, okay? And my trail hand's doing the same. Now, something that's very common and we see all the time is golfers that get in the golf game or they start and they get their grip too strong. So when they sit up over a position, their lead hand will be cranked to the right, okay? So now you notice this V now is to my trail shoulder or right of that, and their trail hand is under the club or it's more to the right, okay? Or you'll see that and they'll get this one on top. But typically this one will get under. So it's a very strong grip. It's rotated to the right for a righty, to the left for a lefty. Okay. Now, here's the problem. When I get that grip, this back of my hand does not match up with this club face. Listen to me carefully. It does not match up with this club face. I'll give you guys a really quick check. Here's a quick check for a standard grip. You set it up in front of you. You hold that club in front of you. The back of the hand lines up with the club face right there. That's your perfect check. Okay? So notice, I can keep that. If I set up, I have my hand here. I flatten it up and that toe goes up in the air. That is a strong grip. Okay? That's a very strong grip. Okay, so let's say right now I'm sitting there and we're in that first ripple effect. So we're right now, and here we go. So I've got, and we're starting you out, and I'm working on the grip. Okay? And I come to you and I sit there and I say, you've got to work on that lead hand because it's too strong. Right now it's strong. And so, but now you've hit good shots before, or you've had a little bit of success in golf. And you're thinking in your brain, well, then why could I hit a couple of decent shots if he's telling my grip's so strong? I mean, he's saying that with that strong grip, I should be hooking it. I should be topping. I should be pulling shots. But I don't do it that much, okay? It doesn't cause that much of an issue to me, okay? So you goes kind of in one ear and out the other. Is that grip important? Well, maybe it is, but maybe it isn't, okay? But so then you come to me and you say, and after a couple lessons, or maybe you come to us and you're going to school and you're going, you know, I heard about that grip, but I didn't really believe you. Because I hit it decent with that strong grip. And I go, okay. And I film you. And we send that video to the coach. And this is exactly what we see. So you make impact and you're spun up in the air. You're holding on for dear life. You're not releasing the club. You're posting up your lead leg. And you're doing this to hold that club on, to not let it release over. Okay? So here's the issue. So yeah, you can hit a few good shots that way. In fact, there's a lot of 20, 25-year-olds actually play golf that way. Strong grip, hold on, don't let it release over, okay? But let's talk the ripple effect. Because you now, we start hitting more golf balls in April. We start hitting more golf balls in May. So because this grip isn't very good, okay, here we go. It's not very good. We can no longer release the club. Because if I release the club, I'm going to hook the crap out of it. I mean, I will hook the living crap out of it if I release it. So I've got to hold on for dear life. So the only shot I truly have right now is a straight ball or a weak cut because I'm holding this face on and trying to hold it open, okay? So I've kind of eliminated part of the golf course, which for some of you is okay. But there's a problem here. And here comes the ripple effect. All of a sudden I get on the spring, I start hitting 50 balls a day. I start hitting 60 balls a day. I start hitting 100 balls a day. Guess what's going to happen? Very first thing that's going to happen is you're just going to destroy your back. And this is why you see guys in the tour like Will Zalatoris. And you see the guys out in the tour that literally have such a chronic back problem that they're on the borderline of having to quit the game of golf they love so much. You know why? Because of this right here. This right here rippled into destroying the back. Okay? That is classic ripple effect right there. And guys, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but it will happen. It is a guarantee it will happen. It has happened. Guys, we see it 1,000 times over. 1,000 times over. I can tell you guys right now, Paul Azinger, David Duvall, Will Zalatoris, I can make a list this long and this deep of guys who had to quit this game of golf. They're either in the booth teaching now or they're not, or they're doing nothing now with golf because of destroying their back because of a strong grip. And what's the commonality there? A strong grip. I mean, Will Zalatoris, he's 6'2", 6'3", skinny guy in great shape. You know, David Duvall is 5'10", big stocky guy in great shape. Paul Azinger, right in between those two. So really good conditioned guys, but what happened? Every single one of them lost their game because of what? Right here, strong grip. Okay? This is called the ripple effect. Now let's go another step forward. Okay? So let's just say right now, well, I can deal with that. I mean, my back's not so bad, or maybe I go to the chiropractor all the time. We hear this all the time, okay? So great. So you go to the chiropractor and you can do that, okay? But here's our issue, okay? Let's grab a wedge, okay? So now we have that strong grip. We can take the bottom third off. You want to take the bottom third off? Okay, so we have that strong grip. So when you hit a long chip, you should be in your backswing, toe up in the backswing. A great grip on the club. You take it back. You relax the trail elbow. The toe will go up. In fact, that's one of our checkpoints. In fact, you just saw that in the before and after video. It was perfect. He got the top of his swing, and his club head was dead flat with the back of his hand. It was beautiful, okay? Now, so that right there is a position number two, top of the swing, line up the leading edge of the back of your hand. On a chip or a pitch, halfway back, we call position 1.5, that toe of that club will be up. So when you go back to impact, it flushes out with the middle of the club. You can set up, hit chips all day long, hit pitches all day long, untight lies, skinny lies, whatever you want to do, simple little shots, no big deal. Now, we have the guy with the grip that's strong. And he walks in here, and his grip's rotated to the right. So we got another rotated to the right. He takes the club back, and the toe is down. So if he's at the top of his swing, you're going to see a shut. I'm going to get that if you would, Mason. You get that? You're going to see a shut club head face. So this would be on plane. That's a shut club head face. Okay? So it's shut down. Now, let's say he never takes it that back that far. He's just going to chip and pitch with this. Well, he takes it back waist high, the toe is down, now he sticks the toe into the ground. What's that causing chipping? Chunk shot, fat shot, chunk shot, chunk shot, fat shot, pull, shank. Did you hear what I just said? Pull, shank, chunk shot, fat shots. Because as you go up, you're sticking the toe in the ground. So that same gentleman, he plays in a beautiful golf course out in Monterey or a beautiful golf course down in Texas, some with some nice fluffy grass, it's beautiful. And then all of a sudden he goes down to Florida where he's chipping into the grain. He's down there playing Shingle Creek, or he's down there playing, you know, one of those beautiful courses down in Florida where you've got all that grain rolling into it. And he walks up to the green and he starts chunking every shot he's hitting in that chipping in that hill because his toe is down. Welcome to ripple effect. Guys, he's not missing his chips and his pitches because of poor fundamentals. He's missing it because he can't grip the club right. Yes, follow me here. It is the core fundamental. That is classic ripple effect. But then what happens to his game? Because here's how it ripples up. This poor grip causes chunk chips, causing chunk pitches, which causes your score to do this. It's ripple effect, guys. That's what it is. So how do you solve it? You got to go back here, fix your grip. How do you fix your grip? Talk to a coach. That coach gives you drills to work on. That coach gives you checkpoints. That coach says, grab our short game impact trainer. Grab our short game, go out there, practice with it. It's exactly how this is set up. This is classic ripple effect, okay? Let's get another one. Let's jump in another one, okay? And guys, I'm gonna give you one here that is like literally the opposite. It's not the opposite ripple effect, but it's literally what Graves Golf has done in the past 6 months to a year. And it's classic ripple effect. And this is classic Graves Golf. And I'm very proud of this, okay? And I presented this in the school this last week, and I saw these guys' kind of eyes light up, okay? Because this is an Odyssey putter. This is actually an Odyssey triple track two-ball putter. One of the most popular putters out there. You guys will see it in playing at Augusta in the Masters. They'll have probably a third of the field has putters like this. Face balance, triple track, beautiful putter, okay? We still sell thousands of these, okay? We sell thousands of these putters. Okay. Beautiful putter. Love them. This putter is fit to me perfect. Just like most of you guys out there have a putter that's fit to you perfect. It's fit to me for grip size, for length, for lie angle, for face balance. It's fit to me perfect, okay? So there's no excuses in this putter. This thing is set up to allow me to give me my best chance to score the most important part of the game, which is putting. Okay. But even though this putter is set up perfectly for me, I still have to create shaft lean on this putter to hit it properly. There is loft on this putter, okay? There's 4 to 6 degrees loft. Every putter has loft. Everyone out there. They are required to create shaft lean to hit it with zero loft or negative loft because we want to put overspin on this ball. If you hit it with negative shaft lean or your hands are behind it, it's going to bounce off the putter face. You have poor speed control, poor line, the whole jazz. So we've got to get our hands forward. Okay. Well, we have said this. I've now said this about shaft lean for going over 25 years. I've said it where I literally say shaft lean in my sleep. It's beyond the point of even saying it. So guess what we saw last year? And we didn't make this up. This is what we started seeing last year. This wasn't me doing this. This is watching the big boys on TV doing this. This was the number one putter on TV. Well, last year, we started seeing this. They took that same putter, but they got one that was about 2 to 3 inches longer, okay, with a bigger grip. Xander Schauffele was the king of this. Ricky Fowler did this. All this is exactly what these guys did. And they took that exact same putter, they created shaft lean, but now they locked that putter into the lead arm. So they took the knuckles of the trail hand and locked them in the lead arm and started creating shaft lean and holding that into the lead arm. And that was massive, okay? That was huge. Because what they did is they tried to take some of the ripple effect out of the game. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Guys, when you take a putt and you flip it or cast it, and I'll tell you right now, 90% of you do this at home. Trust me, you do. Video it and look at it. When you finish a putt, this butt end should be at your hip or ahead of your hip on every putt. At it or ahead of it. Watch Tiger for the next 2 days or 3 days or 1 day, however long he lasts. Watch him. Every putt he will take, his butt end will be at his hip when it finishes. It will be there or ahead of it. He's the one that created this drill, not us. It was just his drill, okay? So they're going to go, boom, this is where you're going to see him finish. Boom, that's where you're going to see him finish. What do average players do? Boom, right there. Okay. So, Xander Schauffele, even a guy who's one of the greatest players in the world, top 5 player in the world, walks up and says, I don't like the way my putter's working. I break down on it too much, so I'm going to lock in that lead arm. Boom. What does Ricky do? Ricky gets the long putter, the back-weighted long putter, so he can watch that back end go ahead. Okay? Same thing Wyndham Clark did. Same thing Ricky Fowler did. All of a sudden, these guys have all got these long putters so they can avoid breaking down that putter. Okay? Even the guys with the long putters, they're pushing that shaft forward and creating shaft lean across the entire putt. So when you watch Will Zalatoris putt tomorrow, when you watch all the Adam Scott putt tomorrow, you watch. This is not in the center of the body, guys. They've got to move forward. They've created shaft lean in that putt. Okay? So we said, let's go to that next step and create shaft lean. But here's the problem. The guys went here and they still did this. They still did this. And when I asked why and we found out why, they said, because it's not a comfortable grip. I can't get my hands on there comfortable. It hurts my wrist to push my hands that far forward. Okay, acceptable. So what do we create? We create the lock and roll. And the reason we did this was for two specific reasons. Two. Let's just make this very easy. Number one, shaft lean. It exaggerates shaft lean. In fact, it gives you double shaft lean that you have in most putters. That's what we want. It makes you, guys, you can't have too much shaft lean, okay? You can't. Number one. Number two, we made a big grip that had a flat side that you could lock into your arm. Okay? A big grip on that flat side so you lock into your arm. But guess what? I'm going to kick it up a notch. Here's a drill I want you guys to do at home. You're going to take a marker. In fact, the lock and roll putter comes with a poker chip. Comes with a drill built in. You're going to take this poker chip. You're going to put it against your arm. You're going to lock it between the putter. Now, you're not going to do it on your skin. You're going to do it on a jacket, a sleeve, because it'll stick into your skin. Okay? It actually will like sweat in there. You're going to put it. You're going to put your putter forward. You're going to put a ball marker there. You're now going to set up and you're going to putt holding that ball marker in that position, that poker chip. You know why? Because we're watching everybody do this. Even with a lock and roll putter, which is literally the king of ripple effect of keeping that shaft lean, we're watching this. We're watching person after person after person do this. So here's your drill for the night. Get your lock and roll putter. It's got built-in shaft lean, face balance, greatest thing out there. Jim Nance says the wave of the future. You guys have seen all the stuff we talked about, okay? We're going to lock it in. We're going to put the ball mark at the end of it. We're going to set up. We're going to lock it in there, and we're going to putt with it. Guys, you need to putt with a golf ball. Go back and forth, putting with that, holding that position, holding it in there. Notice, I can take a long putt, hold it. I can take a short putt and hold it. Guess what I'm guaranteeing? Shaft lean. Why is shaft lean so important? Next ripple effect. Because shaft lean is what you have to have on every club in your bag to hit the ball appropriately. Okay? So, all of a sudden, I grab a 7-iron. Okay? I set up over it. I set up in a good position. I come to impact. A golf ball's lift on a golf ball, and we drew this out the last camp. If this is your golf ball, okay? A club is hit coming down. That is the club. Here's the shaft. This is the face of the club. It's hit on a downward angle. That ball now rolls up on the face of the club. The dimples of this ball create lift, which creates lift and spin. And that divot starts ahead of the golf ball and forward. So your divot should be here. Okay? So when you hit a golf ball, you hit down and through it. The ball rolls up on the face, creating lift and spin. If your club is going up at impact, this ball will no longer roll up the face. This ball bounces off the face and basically creates overspin. So working on this putter and creating shaft lean will help you create and produce shaft lean in every club in your bag. So what will that do for you? It'll give you more distance. It'll give you more spin. It'll give you more consistency. Why will it give you more consistency? Because you're going to be creating backspin in the golf ball, not side spin in the golf ball. Okay? So think about this ripple effect. And this is massive. And this is the one I talk about again and again and again and again and again. You build your putter. You build shaft lean in that putter. You become addicted to that shaft lean in that putter. And there we go. And you work and you work and you work on that. And guess what? Boom. Here comes our scores. Guys, it's almost 50% of your scoring. Building shaft lean, your putter has to reduce your score significantly. But let's say you don't do that. And all of a sudden, we don't do shaft lean. You know what happens? We don't create divots with our wedges. Now we don't create divots with our hybrids. Now we don't swing up properly with our driver. Now we create side spin with our ball. There's your ripple effect. And to solve the whole thing was just to learn how to create shaft lean. You learn how to create shaft lean, boom, scores are going to go down. You have no possible way to get those scores down if you lose shaft lean. You guys will hate your hybrids. You'll hate them. You'll call me up and say, I never be able to hit these balls. They drive me crazy. Why? Because guess what? Can't make a divot. It's required to make a divot with a hybrid. You don't have shaft lean, there's no way to hit a hybrid. Okay? Wedges. I can't create spin. I can't stop a ball on a green. You're right. You know why you can't create spin and stop a ball on a green? Because you don't have any shaft lean. When I hit a chip, it just hits the green and runs out. I can't stop a chip. I can't stop a pitch. I can't get out of a bunker. Guess what, guys? No shaft lean, you ain't getting out of a bunker. Zero shaft lean, you'll fat him into the lip, skull him over, no chance. We literally, in our alumni camp, sit and do an hour, half hours worth of shaft lean drills, stick them in the bunker, watch these guys peer out of the bunker. Here it is. There's your ripple effect. So if you want to look at it a different way, this is the point. Throw a rock in the lake. You throw it in the lake, it hits the middle of that lake. It's perfect. You're going to see very little ripple. Now all of a sudden, you have issues with that rock. It comes in and splashes in sideways. So you don't have shaft lean. You have a poor grip. Now we got a smaller ripple. There's the ripple. I can't hit my wedges. Can't create spin in my wedges. What's that ripple lead to? I can't hit my hybrids. Terrible with my hybrids. I lose tons of distance. What's the next ripple? I lost all kinds of distance with my driver. Okay? What's the next ripple? You got to see it. All because what? I couldn't create shaft lean. If you're not making a divot with your irons, if you're not making a divot with your wedges, you do not have shackling. Close to 75 to 80% of my students, when I interview them, that have been with me for a short period of time, and I'm interviewing the company for them, say they create minimal to no divot. This is why they're coming to us. And this is what's called ripple effect. So we have to literally grab it from the very beginning and say, okay, let's back you up. So when I'm sitting there saying, I want to help you build your driver. I want to get you hit it further. I want to get you hit it higher. I want you to get hit it more consistent. And I'm sitting there saying, let's go putt to figure that out. A lot of you guys be going, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I mean, I'm going to go putt to help my driver. Yeah. You're going to go putt to help your driver because I'm going to show you what shaft lean's all about. I'm going to go show you how you can monitor shaft lean. Because here's the problem. You hit a 7-iron. You finish your swing and go, did I have shaft lean? You have no idea. Maybe you made a divot. Maybe you didn't. If you're hitting off a mat, you definitely wouldn't know. I don't know. Did I make a shaft lean or not? And all of a sudden, I grab a putter and I say, when you finish that putt, you should be pointing at your hip. That's shaft lean. You can check it. And guys, this is a club hitting a golf ball going forward. There's no different than a putter hitting a ball, a 7-iron hitting a ball, a 4-hybrid hitting a ball, a driver hitting a ball. All have shaft lean. Okay? And if you want to see that in depth, go study 2 Birds with 1 Stone. Go to our on-demand app, pull it up, start studying 2 Birds with 1 Stone. We've told you guys 1,000 times, you want to go study 3 DVDs, 2 Birds with 1 Stone, domino effect, single plane solution. Get in there and go at it. Get in there and go at it, okay? That's how you take it to this next level. That's how you avoid this massive ripple effect, okay? That's how we avoid that, okay? So, as you see, and we go through this, the ultimate way to get progression in a positive fashion is to continually assess yourself and to continually figure out what you need to work on. That is huge. I showed you the grip. I showed you the putter. Okay. I showed you a chipping issue. Showed you issues in all three. Guys, if you became a great putter, you became a great chipper of the ball, a great wedge game. You became a great driver of the ball. That's 80% of your scoring. Do you guys understand that? 80% of your scoring is in that area of the game. Chipping and pitching, putting, and the driver. Okay? You master those. I'm not going to say you master them, but you become very effective in those. That's where you become a very effective and good player. Now, I promised you this at the beginning. I said, I'm going to get you to cut your handicap in half. Okay? And you guys have heard this a million times. You've heard this, every golf company says this out there. I'm going to cut your handicap in half. I'm going to cut it 50%. They all say it. And I know by now you get to the point going, I've just heard it a billion times. I've heard it a billion times. Heard it a billion times. Well, I'm going to show you the formula for it. I'm going to show you the formula. Okay? Now, a majority of you guys out there will be too lazy to do this. I'm going to tell you that. You're too lazy to do this. I'm going to show you the formula on how you cut your handicap in half. Okay? If you play golf, okay? If you play golf, you are going to go at the end of your round and you're going to keep your stats. Okay. And you guys are going to watch on Augusta National and the Masters tomorrow. You're going to watch this every single one. And I'm not saying some of them. I'm not saying a few of them. I'm not saying part of them. Every single guy will be doing this. They will walk off a green. They will pull this out of their back pocket. It may say bad on there. It may say Rambo on there. It may say Captain America on there. It may say Ryder Cup on there. That's usually how they advertise. Bryson says BAD, Bryson DeChambeau. It's his initials. He's going to pull it out. He's going to take the pencil out of his pocket. He's going to now walk to the next green. He's going to say fairway hit, green in regulation. How many putts did I have? Did I get up and down? Where did I miss my putt? He's going to put that and he's going to stick it back in his pocket. He's going to walk in the next hole. He's going to hit his drive. He's going to hit his shot at the tee. He's then going to walk down the fairway. He's going to walk down there with his caddy. He's going to pull out his yardage book, which is in the top half of this, and they're going to look at the yardage, what iron they should be hitting, and what they're looking at. He's going to set it down. He's going to put it back in his pocket. He's going to hit that iron shot into the green. He's going to walk up there. He's going to putt. They used to pull out the green reading book. It's not legal anymore. They now put out the green. He's then going to walk off the green. He's going to pull out his stat book again. He's going to walk from number 5 tee to number 6 green. He's going to mark down a stat. Boom, 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 boom. He's going to take it, put it in his pocket. And he's going to do that the entire round. All 18 holes. He will not miss a hole. He will not miss it. He'll go and everyone will be right there. It will be documented in his book. Why do they do that? Guys, they're keeping stats nationally. They have people and they're keeping on the iPads. They're keeping it. Guys, you'll see. You'll look on TV and they'll say, he hit 8 greens in regulation today. He hit 20, you know, 5 fairways in regulation. He had 23 putts, you know, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't care. He wants to look in his book and say at the end of his round, I had 29 putts. I missed 3 fairways. I hit 10 greens. I didn't get up and down twice. I need to go work on this now. So we're not even signing our card. We're going to sign the card, hand to my caddy. He's going to run in the score stand, and we're going to go work on it now. Not in an hour, not in 10 minutes, immediately, because I got to get out here tomorrow morning and try to win some money. Done right here. Exactly what you guys are going to do at home. If you want to get better, this is how you get better. Because here's the scary part. When you're in our level 4 or level 5, this is part of the program. Every one of our elite members, our VIP members, it is almost a requirement to keep the stats. Okay? If you're not, we can't track what's going on. I don't know how to explain that any different. But let's make this really, 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 really simple. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to keep your stats on the stat page. Okay? And I'm going to have Mason zoom in on this. So here it is. There's a stat page right there. Hole 1 through 18. It has fairways hit, greens in regulation, number of putts up, number of putts, up and down, sand saves, they're right there. If you don't understand it, there's a glossary in the back that explains it. Okay, right there, terminology. And as soon as you fill this out and you get done, you're going to take a picture of it, and you're going to send it to your coach. You're going to get a coach now and send it to him. And that coach can now take that and say, wow, you hit 10 out of 14 fairways today. That's really good. Your average distance was 205 yards. That's really good. That equates to a, and he goes back to the very first page, which is right here. And I want to zoom in on this. Goes to that very first page, which has the different handicaps and the different levels you should be hitting. So for example, if you're a 10 handicap golfer, you should be hitting 60% of the fairways, averaging 230 yards, 50% of greens in regulation, 42% pitch up and down, 60% chip up and down, average 34 putts, 35% bunker saves, 1.5%, 1.5 penalty shots per round. Boom. So we can now compare those stats to the level handicap you're trying to get. And I can immediately tell you where your strengths and weaknesses are. And I can tell you guys right now, it will blow you guys away at home. What you think are your strengths will be your weaknesses, and what you think are your weaknesses will be your strengths. And I promise you. You know how I know that? Because you've come to us to help you, because you haven't been able to figure this out on your own. Okay, so ding, ding, here we go. This is the absolute number one way to get this the fastest. Cutting your handicap in half. But let's pretend right now you don't play golf. Let's say, man, Tim, I'm lucky to play golf once a month. I'm lucky to play golf once every 2 months. I'm lucky to play 9 holes of golf every other week. Okay? Understand that. So yes, when you do play golf, you're going to keep your stats. But when you're not playing your golf, you're going to get into our assessment program. And it's what we call it the Elite Assessment Program. It's for level 4 and level 5 of our membership. And what we do is monthly, we send out tests to you guys. Okay? It may be a clock test on a green. It may be a 2-ball test on a green. It might be an accuracy test in the range. It might be an exercise test. It might be a flexibility test. It might be a balance test. I'll give you one at home right now. Okay? I want you guys right now at home. This one's going to be coming out to you guys. Just put your feet just beyond shoulder width. Put your hands by your side. Lift up your leg, okay, and stand there. And I want you to have your hands on your side, not out balancing yourself. Stand there, and I want this knee at basically 90 degrees. You should be able to stand here for 45 seconds to a minute in this position. Okay? Now let's do the other foot. Let's do the same thing. Okay? If you start waving, you start going all over the place, you don't have balance. You don't have appropriate balance for the golf swing. You don't have the balance you need to hit a good shot without sliding. Welcome to the ripple effect. Guys, when you take a golf swing, you have good balance. You take the ball club back, your shoulders will turn. They do not slide. They turn. The second they slide is because 90% of the time you're out of balance or more. We can test that. You just saw a perfect before and after of a gentleman who literally couldn't squat. He took that, Because it's guys, this is everybody. That's not him. In fact, he did pretty good in the before. He took this up above his head. We said take a squat, and he went this far down and couldn't go any further. And then after just a few days of practicing, a few days of exercise, he literally got close to putting his butt in the ground. Why is that important? Because when you go to the top of your swing, when you can't create that balance, you can't create that flexibility, you will early release in your swing. You will come up in your swing and release early. It's a guaranteed. And you will stand up and destroy your back. So, but here's the issue. And this is the part I really want to throw out. Guys, you have to individualize this. We have to be able to individualize this for you. For example, let's say I give you a clock test in putting. And let's say you just fly right through that. I go, man, this guy's amazing from 5 feet and in. Or he's amazing from, I mean, he's like a scratch handicap. Because guys, every one of these tests we have them rated out. Well, he's a scratch player from 5 feet and in. It's crazy how good he is. And then all of a sudden, we have you chipping and you're 10% up and down. Well, what's that tell us? We know immediately. You're not hitting within 5 feet of the hole. You're hitting at 8 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet from the hole chipping. So that is, it shows us how exaggerated poorly your chipping is. Okay, so why is he a bad chipper of the ball? That means nothing. I'm not a good chipper. So if you called me up right now and said, I chip the ball terrible. I'm terrible at it. I never get up and down. That means nothing to me. Do you miss short putts? Can you not read break of the green? Can you not read spree to the green? Can you not have a good attack angle with the chip? Do you not hold the angle? Do you not create shaft lean? Do you flip the club? Guys, all of that can make you a bad chipper. Maybe your toe's down like we talked about earlier. Maybe you have a toe down in the club. So all of a sudden, I assess you either through a monthly assessment of a test or through your stats. And now the coach grabs that and goes, man, we did that test. He was 1 out of 10 up and down. He should have been at least 5 out of 10. Okay, send me a video of your chipping. I don't want a video of your driver. I don't want a video of your hybrid. I don't want a video of this exercise. I want a video of you chipping because we've got a hammer on the chipping. You're only going to be as good as your weakest part of your game. And never doubt that. Because that weakest part of the game will tear everything else down. All our ripple effect. Okay? And this is what you got to understand. So this is the last thing I'm going to throw out here in the ripple effect tonight. And I'm going to do a backwards ripple effect. Most of you all think that the better you are off the tee, the better you'll be at this game. Which there is some truth to that, but it really is not a way a good player plays. Because this is what a good player does. He'll get in the tee box, and you guys will see this. Okay, you'll see it for the next 3 days. He'll get in the tee box. Here's your green, okay? There's the green. Okay, he'll get in the tee box. And he will hit this shot. He'll go into the left trees. Now, let's not do this. Let's play number two today. Let's play a la Tiger Woods today. Number two, Tiger Woods today. Hooked into the left trees, number two. You'll see in replay tonight. You know what they call that in the left trees? They call that the Delta counter. The Masters has named the left trees number two, the Delta counter. What do they mean by Delta counter? You hit that deep in the trees, you're going to be going to the Delta counter and get your ticket home because you missed the cut. They literally call the left trees number two, the Delta counter. What did Tiger do then? He was so deep in left trees, he punched out into the fairway. Okay? That's all he had. Par five. What do you do now? He ripped it up left of the green, around the green, chipped it up, one putted in for par. Made par. Now, was he upset? Sure he was. Why was he upset? Because obviously it was a birdie hole. But here's the deal. Tiger Woods, when he ripped it left in these trees, he was not nervous. He did not have this huge ripple effect going, oh crap, oh crap. No, he realized, you know something? I need to birdie the hole, but my short game's still good. I just got to get it around the green and I'll save par. So that took the stress off of every part of his game. So theoretically or ideally, this is how good players play the game. They have such a good short game that is so strong. They know they can miss here, they can miss here, they can miss here, and they'll still save their pars. Every support players, this part is so weak, they know if they miss a shot here, 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 it's just going to compound by the time it gets there. It's going to ripple. That's why good players never make worse than a bogey. Poor to very poor players make doubles and triples and quads because of the ripple effect, okay? But the only way we can analyze that for you is we have to be able to determine your strengths and weaknesses. And the only way we can do that is either through keeping stats or testing you on different areas of the game and then saying, okay, now let's go work on this. Now let's go work on this. So let's go train on this. Let's hammer this for a month. Let's figure this out. Let's go work on this. Guys, because guess what? I'm a poor 5 foot putter. But all of a sudden I give you 10 drills to do or 5 drills to do on making those 5 foot putts. In a month from now, we check your stats, we test you, and now you become a really good 5 foot putter. Well, guess what? You went from being a 20 handicap at 5 foot putts to a 2 handicap at 5 foot putts. Well, now we got to go find your next weakness. Now we got to go find your next area. Maybe now it's your driver. Maybe your second weakest area is your driver. Maybe your third weakest area is your chipping. Maybe your fourth weakest area is your hybrid. We've got to go pound, 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 pound. Do you guys understand how that's a business plan that the trainer is setting up for you? That's what it's all about. But unless you get in front of a coach, or unless you start working with the coach, or unless you understand the ripple effect itself, you're going to be lost. And this is what you're going to do. You're not going to be going like this and leveling that out. You're just going to be doing this. You know what that is? That's the dog chasing the tail. And you literally get nowhere. You start here, and by the time you finish, you're right where you began. And guys, it's sad, but that's golf. And we just don't accept it with Graves Golf. We don't accept it. We're more the Bryson DeChambeau. We're going to figure it out. We're going to tinker, monkey, and figure out something to come up with a way to literally come up with you guys and say, we want to work this through. Why did Bryson go single plane? Because he thought it was the most effective way to hit a ball perfectly straight. You guys, he got like 180 IQ. He literally, there's nobody out there smarter than Bryson. You can look this up. Not even close. And he just realized it was the best way to strike a golf ball was what? Through single plane. Well, guess what? Now take that method, which is the greatest ball striking method in the world, figure out where your weaknesses are, let us start working on the before and afters with you, and we'll hammer through this. And I promise you, you'll cut the handicap in half. And then you'll sit there and say, I want to do that again. I want to do that again. Nobody goes, I want to go from a 30 to a 2. No, you go from a 30 to a 15, a 15 to a 7, a 7 to a 3, a 3 to a 2, 2 to a 1. That's the way you do it. It may take you 3, 4, 5 years. Well, it'll take you some time. It takes everybody some time. But you'll do it. And I promise you, you will. That's how you have to do it. If I can't help you work through your weaknesses, you will be the dog chasing the tail. It's guaranteed you will. Okay, it's guaranteed. All right, we good, guys? Yeah, I know we got some giveaways. That's why I said we're rocking through the giveaways. We good? Okay. All right. So we got some giveaways tonight. I think some Paradigm Smoke drivers. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So the first one, we pull it up real quick. Todd Gallion, Oklahoma. Todd's lefty. So lefty Paradigm Smoke driver for Todd. So Todd's a good guy here in Oklahoma. Owns an advertising company. All right, so we got another one. William Johnson from Minnesota. Paradigm Smoke driver. William from tell me where you're at from Minnesota. Get you someone up there, William. We're from actually Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. So maybe you're one of our neighbors up there. All right, we good? All right, so guys, thank you for joining us tonight. Remember, if you want to get into school, do not delay. It is Masters Week. Everything goes berserk starting this week. You guys will see it. Tee times will be sold out. Well, there we go, okay? Join us down in Texas. Todd, myself, most of my staff be down there in Dallas. Come down to the single plane shootout with us. June 25th through 27th. It's going to be an absolute blast. Get in the membership. I need you in the membership. If anything, get into our single plane academy. Go look at it. Have some fun with it. But become a member. Let my coaches work with you. Let my master instructors help you, okay? They will determine your strengths and weaknesses. They're going to be brutally honest with you. This is great. This isn't. This is great. This isn't. And they'll help you through it. It's a blast. Well, I want to put your before and after up, okay? Guys, go to greatestgolf.com/get help. Fill out that form. Just a couple questions. Submit it. One of us will get back to you, and we'll just open up a dialogue. We're not selling you anything on that. We're not pushing you anything on that. We're just opening up a dialogue, okay? It's up to you what you do, okay? It's up to you how deep you want to get in this. I always say it's up to you how far down that rabbit hole you want to take it, okay? Understand the ripple effect. You saw the basis of it tonight. We will start presenting this on 2, 3, 4. Guys, it's cause-effect. It's cause-effect. It is domino effect. It's all the above. It's so, guys, you want to study this before the next one? Get in on demand right now. Get in there. Go study domino effect. Go study 2 birds with 1 stone. Go study the single plane solution. Now, there's thousands of other hours in there. But if you want the homework before the next one, go to On Demand and do that. We will be having another On Demand training here shortly. Shane Mattson has been doing a wonderful job of that. We will show you guys how to work through On Demand. It's simple, simple, simple. We'll help you guys through that, okay? We have a couple quick tips every single week. We have new drills on there every single week. Last thing but least, elite members and VIP members, in the next week or two, be watching for your next assessments that are coming out. Be watching for the next test. Todd, myself, Chris, Ollie, we'll be throwing those tests out at you, okay? Be turning those tests into your coaches. Start doing the stat book. Elite members, VIP members, you need a stat book, yell at us. We'll get you one, okay? We'll get you a couple of them. Fill them up, okay? Fill them up, okay? Guys, thanks for joining me tonight. We'll see you guys real soon.